Good evening. I'm sorry Nancy and I can't be with you in person tonight. It will be one of those special moments when we'd find ourselves surrounded by our friends and fellow believers. But since we can't be there, I'm glad to be able to speak with you in this way. First, I want to congratulate you for honoring my close friend and advisor, Bill Clark. I think you all agree that since joining this administration at some personal sacrifice, the judge has brought a steadiness and objectivity we must have for success. I rely on his judgment and trust his instincts. He deserves all the thanks and support we can give him. I also want to thank the rest of you, my friends who make up the membership of Citizens for the Republic, for your loyal support. Most of you have been at my side or campaigning for the conservative cause for a great many years, and it is you I most count on now in this critical period. Sometimes in the hurly-burly of legislative battles and Washington squabbles, we lose sight of all we've accomplished, but our progress has been significant. As the result of our economic recovery program, inflation has plummeted. Inflation during the last quarter was lower than during any other comparable period in nearly 25 years. Interest rates, once crippling businesses, jobs, and families, are now less than half what they were. The leading economic indicators have been up for the last 6 consecutive months, signaling a healthy and sustained economic recovery. And we're forecasting millions of new job openings this year as well. I know we still have much to do. I'm having a great deal of trouble convincing the Congress of the dire need to sufficiently beef up our defenses. It seems the tax cut and indexing won't be safe until every phase is completed. And our social programs, like prayer in school, tuition tax credits, and anti-abortion legislation, have yet to be embraced by the Congress. But I want to assure you tonight, I have not wavered one inch in my firm support for these fundamental issues. I know you haven't either. It's a continual struggle, and many of our programs face considerable challenges. That's why these next few months are so important. We must maintain a united and solid front against the special interests that for so long trampled the public interest. We must continue our drive to return basic American values to America's government and restore the family as the cornerstone of our society. We've come so far, we must not, we will not give up now. Again, let me thank you for all you've done in the past and call on you for even greater efforts in the future. Together, we will make America great again. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.